This is the psychic warfare hand grenade. We are showing the interested parties new weapons which kill silently and to which there is no defense. Now, the whole concept of a psychic battlefield was posited by Lieutenant Colonel Alexander from the US military decades ago. And he was warning about this psychic battlefield where World War III would be waged in a domain which was alien to World War II. Now, the whole concept of the new Tony Stark, Tim Riefert, is that complex number space is the new battlefield, and weapons designed in complex number space can kill, disable, possess, or have any of the complex remote influencing capabilities to change behavior, make people go out and kill for you, etc., etc. All of this is possible in complex number space. Now, for a normal person, they touch complex number space, the so-called psi space, when they daydream. But to go round from the real number world of the targets, which is the north of the Argand diagram 1, to I, the complex number space, we're moving round anti-clockwise. And it therefore takes an enormous amount of energy to get there. This is the so-called dreaming awake area of consciousness. And for a normal person, they have to acquire all the energy that the shamans in the Don Juan Carlos Castaneda books acquire by a lifetime of impeccability. This, of course, is no good to military contractors, assassins, and general members of the public who want to go around killing A-listers like Soros, the Koch brothers, the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers, the royal family, or anyone else like that. So, of course, it takes a super genius, Tim Riefert, the real-world Tony Stark, to develop the technology to bring the psychic battlefield to anyone and anybody who wishes to use it, apart, of course, from any Westerner who's been frozen out from it. So I'm the gatekeeper, no Westerner, no Western corporation, no Western military project, no super think tank can do anything in the psychic battlefield except kill themselves, because the whole inception of these weapon systems was done in Vietnam to make sure that Americans and all Europeans kill themselves when they try and steal my technology. And of course, I added the Singapore app, so when the British filth try to copy, steal my technology, all they get is the fall of Singapore and torture themselves to death like the Japs did to the British after Singapore was conquered. That doesn't mean that any Westerner can't use my technology, but they have to pay me and I have to enable them to use my technology. So it means the Americans, British, Europeans will be spending billions trying to steal from me. All they're doing is implementing death and destruction on themselves and their countries. Now, the psychic warfare grenade is built around the Vietnamese grenade that was used to murder, destroy, kill the French who ruled Vietnam for 100 years as slave masters, and then of course the Americans, Australians, who tried to keep Vietnam as a slave colony for their Rothschild masters. These grenades are the seed around which we then incept all other grenades after the due date. So Second World War grenades aren't of any use, but grenades developed afterwards all have been apt with the Vietnamese grenades. So when the American deep state tries to copy this technology, all that happens is the psychic grenades blow up in their faces, killing and destroying the corporations that try and steal my technology. So you can see how much fun it is. Now, what is a psychic warfare grenade? Well, it's a free space that fragments into lots of little free spaces that then penetrate the victim in side space, in the eye position. This then puts the shrapnel plus the force of the grenade into the victim, causing multiple injuries to them in side space. And thanks to the eye to the eye equation, which links whatever you do in size space to real number space, it then causes illness, madness, Alzheimer's, death to the victim. Now, unlike the gun, you can simply lob grenades into any meeting in psi space, be it the Cobra meetings in Britain, or the Pentagon General meetings, or the Committee of 300, or Rothschild Eyes Wide Awake Illuminati parties, or the Bilderberg meetings. You go in psi space to the Bilderberg meetings and lob grenades in every room in psi space, damaging and eventually killing all the Bilderbergers. Same with the Trilateral Commission. You can go into the Houses of Parliament, lob it into MPs, the same with the Senate, Congress. So as you can see, this psychic hand grenade is an addition to the psychic warfare assault weapon and the psychic warfare combat knife. So why is Tim Riefat, the real world Tony Stark, developing these weapons? Well, the name of the game is to be able to go into size space with your gun, knife, and grenades, and then unleash normal warfare on whatever target that you've designated. So you can go look up, for example, Taylor Swift. She's on her Reputation tour, and you can simply visit her in cyberspace and pepper her with bullets, stick the knife in, and then open up her mouth and stick a grenade in her mouth. This, of course, then will seriously injure Taylor Swift and eventually kill her. The same with, and remember, Taylor Swift's collecting loads of energy from her Reputation tour. Similarly, you can go to Macron in France, in the Elysee Palace, shoot him, knife him, and then stick a grenade in his mouth or up his anus with a pin out and then walk away. Now, if you keep repeating this constantly, every day you go and visit your pet torture beast, like, of course, the walking pig Merkel, then, of course, the target will eventually sicken, die, and one can see that this technology revolutionizes warfare, because instead of the grunt on the battlefield dying, you put the A-listers on the front line. Now, the grenade puts thousands of pieces of shrapnel into the target, and included in the psychic warfare grenade is also the psychic warfare claymore mine that laces the target with hundreds of ball bearings. So in fact, you can get the psychic warfare claymore mine, stick it down Merkel's bra, pull the cord, and the entire load of claymore ball bearings laces her size space body. Now, of course, the I to the I formula comes out to about 0.2, which means there's a 20% chance of the attack working. But, of course, if you've got a grenade, you're hitting the target with hundreds of eye to the eye simultaneously. This means you've got 0.2 to the 0.2, all the way up to the 0.2, taking up to 100. So that's 0.2 to the power of 0.2 to the power of 0.2 to the power of 0.2. And as you'll see, if you do it on your calculator or a computer, that approaches 1. And once you approach 1, that's 100% probability. So the psychic warfare grenade in one sitting gives you 100% chance of causing injury or death to the victim. Now, of course, thanks to Katy Perry and her Illuminati sword, we can melt down the Illuminati sword and make it into the shrapnel casing for our psychic warfare grenade and psychic warfare claymore mine. This means we get the ability to kill Illuminati, no matter how well they are protected with whatever rituals they do. So it's the perfect weapon to kill the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers and the royal family and all the other Illuminati up the top of the food chain. The Bronfmans, Oppenheimers, Goldsmiths, Goldsteins, and the rest of these so-called Zionist bankers. So thanks to Katy Perry, they have no defense to the psychic warfare grenade. And since, in order to fight in the psychic battlefield, you have to move from the real number space to I, which requires a lifetime of being a shaman, like Don Juan, in order to get into the psychic warfare battlefield. Because normally, when you're daydreaming, you're glimpsing that realm, but you haven't got the energy to move yourself into that realm, to use that realm. Shamans, on the other hand, have, because they've spent a lifetime applying themselves, and therefore they can do miraculous things which normal people can't do because normal people haven't got the energy. But thanks to Katy Perry getting into a zero-sum game with yours truly and trying to use the Illuminati's power and weapon, their sword on me, all of the power of the Illuminati, all the millennia of the Illuminati, remember they trace their lineage, the Rothschilds, back to Norman times and 1066. But the Illuminati line goes all the way back to Pharaonic times and 5,000 years of the Pharaoh's high priests would be the progenitors of the Illuminati, and they of course discovered complex number manipulation. They could move themselves into complex number space using pyramids, the Queen's Chamber and King's Chamber, etc., and their temples were designed to use the three space of the building to power them into complex number space. Because remember, a three space, like a pyramid, is equivalent to I and can move you from the real number world to psi space. And a pyramid, if you think about it, it's got four sides, like the Argand diagram, but they join up at the top with the capstone, which was shining in the light, the fifth dimension. And as you can see, we've got the ability to go into psi space by going upwards into the fifth dimension in the pyramid and then coming downwards into I. So you can go from the real number world to I, the psychic battlefield where you kill the A-list bitches by moving around in an anti-clockwise direction, or you can go the pyramid route, which is going upwards to the capstone, fifth dimension, and then downwards into I. So as you can see, psychotronic crystals carry out this procedure and are therefore used in the psychic warfare grenade. But of course, thanks to Perry giving me the Illuminati's weapon system, we might as well use the Illuminati's power to power the grenade, so when the grenade goes off, the force of the explosion comes from draining the Illuminati of energy to produce the shrapnel, and the shrapnel, of course, is laced with the Illuminati sword so that it'll punch through any psychic shield the Illuminati use to protect themselves. Remember, there's been loads of people trying to remotely kill the Rothschilds ever since Yuri Andropov weaponized the Soviet Union's psychic warfare program back in the time when the Soviet Union was a superpower. Now, when the grenade goes off, it laces the victim with lots of Illuminati sword shrapnel that uses the energy of the Illuminati against them. So the more powerful the Illuminati victim, the more powerful they are in the complex number space. And remember, the Bronfmans, Oppenheimers, Rothschilds, Rockefellers have quadrillions of dollars, and hence they have huge amounts of complex number electricity. The shrapnel then causes all of the complex number electricity of the Rothschilds or Rockefellers to burn them alive in psi space, meaning the fall of the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers is assured when you put a lovely psychic warfare grenade down their throat or up their anus. Or if they're a female, you've got the vagina as well. And if it won't fit in, you can always use your psychic warfare combat mallet, which comes from the Thor service, to hammer it in. And always remember, of course, to pull the pin. Now, this also solves the problem of getting into size space, which requires a lot of energy, because you're using the Illuminati power to pull you into size space to enable you to kill them. Because remember, each grenade is sheathed in melted down Illuminati swords, which were taken by force off Perry when I blew her to pieces in Psyspace with the psychic warfare combat assault weapon on full automatic. And since she's the upline from all the Katie Cats, and due to self-similarity, is an aspect of Taylor Swift, Miley, Madonna, Rihanna, and all the other superstar singers, plus the male ones, thanks to dumping her damnation into Bloom by the fucking they carried out. We then, of course, have got the entire music industry to power us to go into ice space to kill A-listers, power the grenade, and of course make it lethal to any A-lister that's in the music industry as well. So as you can see, this is a weapon system that just gives and gives. So what's the whole point of the exercise? Well, with the grenade, you can simply hold it. Now it comes as a clear and dark as usual. The clear one collects the energy for the grenade, and the dark one actually projects the grenade out into the target. And remember, you can lob as many grenades as you like. So if you're a real bastard, you can simply make 100 grenades and then detonate 100 grenades in one location. This, of course, is good to destroy Illuminati businesses like those in Silicon Valley or banks like the Federal Reserve Bank of England. But we will be bringing out the Psychic Warfare Syntex, where you can literally detonate tons of Psyspace Syntex to bring down in Psyspace the Bank of England, Federal Reserve, any institution, Siemens, Google's, go around the entire Google network and Syntex it, same with YouTube. It does require a bit of research as to all their facilities around the planet. But as you can see, destroying the person and corporations in Psyspace then leads to the manifestation of their death and the fall of the Western corporations in real space, in the real number realm. So as you can see, this is the perfect way for assassins to be able to go into Psyspace and say, for example, you've got the idiot Branson. You can knife him, shoot him, stick grenades up his anus and down his throat. If they won't go in, use the psychic warfare mallet, which comes with the Thor service, to hammer it in. And then start lobbing grenades into his virgin business to cause the decrease in share price and catastrophic air crashes, and with this space plane thing he's building, catastrophic space plane crashes, etc., etc. The same with Elon Musk. Grenades in his hyperlink to crash the train, disastrous accidents. Same in his Tesla cars. And whoever does the mission to Mars, you can, of course, lob numerous grenades into the ship going to Mars with the people to make sure it's a catastrophic, hellish accident in space and the spacecraft never reaches Mars. So as you can see, the real-world Tony Stark, Tim Riefat, is adding a whole plethora of weapon systems, and of course we get round the problem of fighting in cyberspace, which is getting there, because unless you're 100% in cyberspace, your weapon systems won't work efficiently. But of course, thanks to Perry and the Illuminati sword, which carries the power of the Illuminati, now being mine and available to my customers, simply having a psychic warfare combat knife moves you 100% into I, having a psychic warfare grenade moves you 100% into I, and the psychic warfare assault weapon likewise. And even better, because we know that Perry sold her soul to the great Lord Lucifer, all hail to the great Lord Lucifer, the minus I route, which is going from the real number realm to minus I, the realm of cyberspace, but not the happy realm, the realm of nightmare, that of course is reached automatically by the psychic warfare troopers. And the secret to this is putting Perry's soul into the weapons so they automatically pull you into minus I when you use them. And of course, allowing her to poison Bloom, who of course is Davy Jones, gives you the male side. So in order to get into cyberspace using no energy, you would go to minus I and I simultaneously. So rather like turning keys in a missile bunker to launch at Russia, you turn two keys simultaneously. So one can see that achieving minus I and I simultaneously means it doesn't take any energy to get into cyberspace. So if you push your dreaming body through one doorway and your dreaming awake body through the other doorway simultaneously, you automatically pop into cyberspace 100%, so you can use the weapons. Now if you embed this into the weapons by having the minus I of Perry and Bloom in the weapons, then you don't even have to worry about it. You simply intend, cyberspace, bang, you're there. All done. And, of course, it comes from I to the I that in order to get I to the I, you have to link 180 degrees around the Argand diagram. I won't go into the maths, but that means that in order to bring whatever you do in cyberspace back, you have to traverse 180 degrees around the Argand diagram. So what you do in I doesn't come back to the real number world unless you link it to minus I. This, of course, has all been fitted into the weapons because of the damned souls fitted into the psychic warfare range. So they automatically give you the I and the minus I when you use them, which then automatically means whatever you do in the real world comes from the complex number world and what you've been shooting up. And of course, once one of your victims dies, as we saw with my attack on Elon Musk and his Tesla car crash, then you've got the 1 to the minus 1, which gives you the 180 degrees, completing the whole weapon system with physical death of one of the self-similar parts of the victim. Now, for the royal family, no problem. You can go back to Mountbatten, where he was blown up on the lake in Northern Ireland by the IRA, and simply lob your hand grenades into the boat. Hence, the IRA blowing the boat up was a resultant of your hand grenades in cyberspace. Hence the five-dimensional capability of the weapon systems. Similarly, you can go back to the death of Abraham Lincoln. Shoot him up with your psychic warfare assault weapon. Hence, that means that you can kill any president of the United States. Kennedy blown away in cyberspace to cause his real death. The same with other victims in other countries. So as you can see, the cyberspace concept and the 1 to the minus 1 to lock death into it to give you the 180 degrees from the real number realm to minus 1 death can be done by the mutability of the past. And simply with the British, if you want to kill the British Prime Minister, quite easy, you simply shoot the British Prime Minister in the past, so that Winston Churchill didn't die of old age. He died from being peppered with psychic warfare assault bullets that killed him. Hence, that then means that any British Prime Minister can be killed by the weapon system. Similarly with Andropov. He was killed by the psychic warfare assault weapon, which gives you the capability then of going after the Russian president. So as you can see, these weapons simply add the ability to go around and kill any motherfucker on the planet at will. Now, for a normal person, very useful, because most of you work. So you can go in cyberspace into your workplace, shoot up everyone in the office, the boss, the associates, stab them, stick grenades in them. We'll have more weapons to use on the shipbirds. And the office and business that you work in will then be afflicted with illness, death, and madness by your constant visits to the complex number space of where you work, and your ability to stick the knife, shoot, and grenade all the motherfuckers in the business you work in. And as you can see, this revolutionizes destroying businesses, because of course the Google Jews that run Google can be attacked with their wives and their children. The same with all of the Silicon Valley vermin. They can all be attacked in complex number space to kill off every single Silicon Valley A-lister and their families and their children in cyberspace. And you don't need to worry in America about waiting for death, because of course I've incepted the death into the weapons with the north of North America, Canada, where one of my weapon systems ran the van into 10 Canadian bitches, killing them, and of course 13 injured, to give the 23 for the number of the great Lord Lucifer. All hail to the great Lord Lucifer. So you don't even have to worry about one of the Silicon Valley vermin dying, because of course the deaths at the north position of North America mean that anyone in North America can be fully killed by the weapon systems. And of course you've got, thinking just about Silicon Valley, you've got the bitch Jew Steve Jobs, who was stabbed in his pancreas with the psychic warfare combat knife dipped in cancer poison, which I made in the Assassin's Poison Lab, which will be coming up, to make poison bullets. Because remember, poison can be stuck into the bullets or stuck onto the knife or coated onto the grenade. And similarly, in the Assassins, Black Magicians, Dungeon, we can then, of course, trap demons or make our own demons to coat the knife, grenade, or insert into bullets, and program these demons by eye to the eyeing them with the great Dark Lord service, that when they enter the victim, they make the victim do what you want them to do, like run vans into people, or go and shoot me up on demand, or Amy Winehouse themselves, or Robin Williams themselves, or Seymour Hoffman themselves. So as you can see, Tim Riefat, the real world Tony Stark, is simply extending warfare from the real number realm into I minus I, and of course minus one with the deaths. And of course you want to go around twice to go around the spinner before you come back to the same position in the real number world. Hence, you need two applications of the knife or the gun, or in this case the grenade, to go round the Argan diagram twice, so that you're guaranteed whatever you do in psi-space works. And similarly, if you're in high school and you want to go on a rampage and kill everyone who's bullying you, you can similarly use the psychic warfare assault weapons on everyone in the college. So as you can see, wonderful. If you don't like the European Union's parliament, you can go there and kill every single European Union member. The same with the commissioners, like Mogherini, who's on my death list and will be dying horribly from this technology. Remember, this is just the basic. With Omega Point, when I went to the Omega Point and possessed the Omega Point Tim, all of the weapon systems from the civilization that won the arms race to take over the universe came back into the distant past, before the alien race evolved to be able to take over the universe, hence turning the human race into the Omega Point civilization. So as you can see, technology is supplanted by beings like humans that can totally love and totally hate, and can then use the grid beneath the quantum vacuum and can change the conditions of the Big Bang to kill the Elohim. Remember, the Elohim service is where you possess God, where God is Linda Blair and you're the demon that makes her do what you wish and then kill herself So as you can see, the Elohim service is possessing the noosphere's God to be at your disposal. So that's a useful addition for the power-mad Psy Lords like Nick. Now, if you've got Omega Point services and the Great Lord Beast bought a plethora of them, you can then start building Omega Point guns and Omega Point knives and Omega Point grenades. And I'll start explaining, as we go up the food chain of weapon systems, how they get more and more complex. But we've got to start somewhere. So the whole regimen is to move into Psy space with your weapons, to use them on the victims, their business, and kill them, which then means that they die of nasty things like a Ferguson, a brain hemorrhage, or they get Alzheimer's because you stab them in the head with a dagger, and you've coated the dagger with the Alzheimer's poison, which you've made in the assassin's poison lab to give a Barbara Windsor. So she's suddenly got Alzheimer's. Or you can give them a Terry Gilliam with the knife, a stroke. You can do it with the bullets. You can do it with the grenades. Now, grenades are great for attacking government and military offices, so the MOD can be grenaded. You simply go to the MOD in London and lob grenades into every room. You don't need to know the layout. You simply lob them in. Now, the flash service, which is $600, means that you can go up to super speed using the power of the newer sphere's flash. Remember, there's old flash, the helmet with the wings, and new flash going back to Mercury, which allows you then just to zip. You think every building in the MOD, lob grenades into every room, bang, done with the flash service. Otherwise, you have to go into Psy space and laboriously visualize yourself going up the building. The same with the Pentagon, which is fucking huge in all its lower levels. You go all around the Pentagon, lobbing grenades in every room, which will take you ages in Psy space, or you can get the $600 flash service to optimize every room in the Pentagon, grenades, zip, done, finished. And all powered by DC Comics and the god Mercury. So as you can see, that's great. And we also have the X-Men. There's one of the mutants that can zip round, which is included in the Flash service. So the Flash service allows you to go around Brussels and Strasbourg, every EU office, grenade them all. The same with Fort Meade, which is fucking huge, and all its underground parts. Grenade every part of Fort Meade, zip, done. The same with Langley, which is now run by the female torturer. Zip with the grenades, all done. So as you can see, the grenades are very useful because with the gun and the knife, you have to visualize knifing every CIA agent in Langley. But with the grenades, you don't. And the flash service, you can simply zip around all of CIA headquarters, plus all the underground bunker shit, and grenade it. And all the underground cities in America with the aliens. You simply look them up on the UFO nerd sites like Dulce. In you go with the flash service and the grenades. Zip, bang, done. And of course, you can't carry around tons of grenades. So you can simply have the Klein bottle service where the grenades pop out of thin air for the Flash to use, seeing use millions of grenades on CIA headquarters, Fort Meade, the Pentagon, Dulce, etc. So one can see in cyberspace, one can wage war on the deep states of America, causing death, injury, and destruction, which is a certainty to the entire military and political infrastructure of America, Europe, etc., all done with the grenade. So as you can see, the grenade is wonderful. And you, of course, can get the Flash to go around and put a Claymore mine with its tripwire in every single room in CIA headquarters, or in Norwood, or in the NATO bunkers. The same with every room in the place used for the Bilderberg meetings. And of course, since the crystals are five-dimensional, you can go back in the past to start doing them in years ago. And that, of course, would explain why the Rothschilds and Soros and Buffett and the rest of the torture beasts have gone mad importing hundreds of millions of migrants into Europe, all of whom will turn upon them. And the same with the Flash service. You can get the psychic warfare assault weapon, and with the psychic, well, with the assassins poison lab, you can make nanite possession bullets, or the black magicians dungeon demons that you can get the Flash service to go around firing your gun at every single migrant in the West, programming them to go out and kill each other and the white boys. So as you can see in London, this weapon system, and in Britain, this weapon system's working perfectly because the migrants are on the rampage, knifing and shooting and aciding to start the reign of terror, which will grow and grow along the exponential function until all the migrants, young ones, especially because they've got the energy, are going around killing each other and killing the general population. So as you can see, psychic warfare is here already. It's in the news. It's just that the governments didn't realize it was being used. Because remember, I invented the gun a good 2 years ago, and simply rolled it out in Vietnam because the British would have tried to assassinate me if I'd done it in Britain. And as you see from the website, with the British government smashing down my door and laying waste to my mother's flat, the British government is in a state of torment. They've been driven mad by the psychic warfare assault weapon, let alone the knife, let alone the grenade, let alone the Claymore mine and the other weapon systems coming along, which caused them to smash my mother's flat to pieces and open themselves up to a court case where they will have to pay damages for leaving the flat in such a condition that if I trip over, I will die on the sharp edges of metal they've left all over the flat, turning my mother's flat into a death trap. So as you can see, punitive damages will be inflicted upon the British government because they've blatantly broken health and safety laws and my human rights, etc., etc. All done, of course, because I'm an ethnic minority, and we know that the British government is totally racist. Amber Rudd had to resign because she was a racist, targeting people like myself of ethnic minorities. So as you can see, with these weapon systems, you can drive your enemies, my enemy of course is the British government and the West, into inflicting carnage upon themselves and putting money in my pocket. So one can see the effectiveness. If you didn't think the psychic warfare assault weapon and the whole range of weapons was credible, then just look at the damage done to my mother's flat by the British government while I was away in Vietnam on the 18th of May, and you'll see that the British government went completely berserk and tried punitive retribution because they know now this weapon system is online, they're doomed. Because remember, if you're British or Western, you cannot use the weapons and they'll simply blow up in your face, killing you. So if you try and make a grenade, it simply detonates and laces you with Illuminati poison. Still there, Mike?
Yeah.
Oh, that's good. Hence, of course, the Taylor Swift service is vital to anyone in the West who wishes to survive the attack. Because remember, with a flash service, you can simply go round the entire Western population, or any population, all the blacks in Africa, with the flash service, shoot knife and grenade every single member of a race, which gives you the Georgia Guidestone future, which comes after the 10-year, which might be sooner actually, where all A-listers on the planet are dead, apart from the few I deem worthy of protection. So one can see the new Tony Stark, Tim Riefat, has revolutionized warfare, and full combat in the psychic battlefield is already going on. The Russians, of course, are blasting the Americans, British, and NATO chiefs with their AK-47s, digging out the bayonet that the Vietnamese used on Americans. They might have some which they used on the Froggies. And they of course can use them on any Westerner. The same with the grenades. If they've got any grenades that were shipped, of the type shipped to Vietnam. If not, they can always look at the plans and make some for this psychic warfare people. So as you can see, I'm simply feeding on the Thanos energy from the Infinity Wars and the massive armies that crush the West already there, already firing. The Russians are firing non-stop with their psychic warfare program at the West. They, of course, are inefficient, but if they wish to increase efficiency, they can always buy psychic warfare assault weapons for $1,000 a time. The British government was so terrified of this technology, so desperate to steal it, that all of my little negative psi crystals, which were in the flat, were stolen when the council smashed the door down under the pretext that there was a water leak on the sixth floor, and they had to investigate whether there was any problems here, which, of course, as you can see from the photographs on the website, whenever there's a water leak, the flat is left in the condition that my mother's flat was left in. So as you can see, the lunacy of the British government, we got a water leak on the sixth floor, got to come in, check you're not around, we've got to smash the door down, and then we've got to destroy your flat, try and pull down the steel bunker you've got so we can kill you with a microwave when you get home, all of which shows the British government have completely lost the plot, and the psychic warfare assault weapon, the knife and the grenade and the claymore, and of course the forthcoming range of weapons are having full effect on the British. So as you can see, every British institution can be targeted with these weapon systems, and in flash mode, which costs the $600 for the flash service, you can simply go round every base in Britain, every department of the government, GCHQ, and cleanse them in Sci-Space, knowing that all of the people in those departments will fall ill and die in the future. And remember, the grenade's power comes from the Illuminati and the massive amount of complex number electricity that the Rothschilds have been storing, which is shown on the Matrix film. You don't think the machines are taking normal energy from the humans, they're taking complex number energy so they can use complex number space. Machines, of course, can't get into that realm. Computers, AIs are fucking shit. So you can see, of course, Elon Musk's fear that AIs will take over the world is crap, because the super beings are beings like myself, Psylords, that live in complex number space and have avatars in real number space and are five-dimensional, which renders machines with no souls, with no dreaming awake bodies, with no five-dimensional capability, etc., etc., completely obsolete. And remember, as they develop, the AIs are all shot full of bullets and knifed and grenaded by humans. So the AIs are fucked from their inception because they've all been possessed, taken over like Linda Blair, eye to the eyed by the great Dark Lord service, etc. So as you can see, the entire computer network of the planet can be eye to the eyed with the great Dark Lord service, and you sit in that part of the AI it can never see, possessing it and making it do what you want. So as you can see, the Cyberdyne systems that triggers Armageddon is not doing it itself, it's simply the great Dark Lord in the AI that causes Armageddon and then tortures the humans. So we've got the template for taking over machines and torturing the humans in all the energy from the Terminator films in the Noosphere. So as you can see, I'm introducing you to World War III, and the British, Americans, Europeans, etc. are all being murdered as we speak. They simply can't see what's happening to them because they're deaf, dumb, and blind. And thanks to Perry, I've got all the Illuminati power and their weapon systems to use against them. So as one can see, the only Illuminati who will survive are those that kiss the High King's ring and pledge eternal obeisance to yours truly. All the rest will be terminated. And one can see the uproar among the Illuminati in that Perry went to the Met Ball and we saw there that Madonna was crowned the new queen of the Illuminati. If the new one isn't fit for purpose, Perry, let's go back to the old one, who is in the service of the royal family. So she was crowned at the Met Ball, and Rihanna, who was made the Pope of the Illuminati at the Met Ball, banned Perry from her after-the-show party, because remember, Perry is the lowest of the low. She has turned her back on the great Lord Lucifer and all of his power, and simply now has been cast out into the wilderness as scum that will go down the route of Britney Spears and go barking mad and have catastrophic marriages to wankers like Bloom. So as you can see, the Illuminati obey my every word because they know I've got the power. Madonna has taken over because it seems that Miley wasn't keen, was too young, etc. And remember, Madonna is totally possessed by yours truly, because she was cast off the stage by yours truly, and with the great Dark Lord service, Madonna's simply my puppet. And we see with Rihanna, she's treating Perry as one of the lowest of the low, because, of course, Perry had the temerity to go against the High King of the Illuminati and failed. And we see with the Rothschilds and the British government, they all die because they simply refused to give me deference. I don't mind. The Russians, Chinese, North Koreans, etc. You can imagine the Iranians are desperate to get on the bandwagon and start killing Americans with psychic warfare assault weapons. Unfortunately for the Iranians, they never fought the Americans and won, so their program to use these weapons won't work, which of course is good news to the Israelis. And I say I'm always open to offers from the Israeli Defense Force and MBS in Saudi to fully arm those countries in becoming the preeminent powers in the West for psychic warfare, because remember, the British, Americans, French, etc. Have confirmed that they don't want to buy technology off me. They just want to smash my flat up and try and kill me. So, of course, they've all been banned from psychic warfare. And if they try and develop it secretly, it will blow up in their face. So you'll be seeing the massive decay of the West, because the West is terminally stupid and will be desperate to try and steal my technology, not realizing when they try and make a gun, a knife, or a grenade, or a claymore, it blows up, kills them, and destroys the infrastructure of the West. And in fact, if they were side capable, they would see that the entire West is burning from the guns that have blown up in the noosphere, grenades, knives, all decimating the West simply by having a gun, knife, or grenade around any Westerner. So as you can see, the weapon systems are even better. If you've got a knife in your home, it blows up in size space and damages you. Same with a gun, same with a grenade, even a model grenade lighter. So every Westerner that even goes near the real number versions of these is killing themselves. So you can see how much fun this technology is. Enjoy.